Hello, hello, welcome everyone. Thank you for all for joining from different parts of the world, from India, from US, from Europe, and so many other different places. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Rohit Rajgadia, and I am delighted to be your host today for today's special Awaken Talk with Professor Anil Gupta, along with two of his very inspiring and amazing students, Ravi Gulati and Shobana Madhavan. Just a line about Awaken Talks before that. So the purpose of these talks is to seed stories which can help us, just to come into a more deeper, compassionate part of ourselves, not only for changing the world, but also for changing ourselves. And we do this by hearing stories and journeys of inspiring individuals who have lived a very service-oriented life. And behind each of these calls, there's an entire army of invisible and sometimes visible service-based volunteers who make each of these calls possible. And there's a army of invisible and visible listeners like you all, which makes each of these possibles to co-create it. So thank you all so much. And I invite you all to start this gathering today with a moment of silence, just to anchor ourselves in the present moment and space a bit more deeply. So a minute of silence, please. Thank you. Thank you everyone again. And now we are ready to jump into the conversation. Before that, just a quick note on our call flow today for the next 90 minutes. So I'm just going to hand it over to Ravi and Shobana, who are our moderators for the day, to what we may call like a reverse exam. So there'll be two students of Professor who will be asking hopefully tough questions to Professor. And it's also a very special moment today because it's in India, it's our Teachers' Day. So it's just beautiful to actually have Professor here, and also in the spirit that we are all teachers and we are all students and we are all learning, which his work has so deeply embodied. So in the next 50 minutes or so, we'll be in a conversation, moderated conversation with Ravi and Shobana, with Sir. And then in the later half, the third part of the call, we'll have an opportunity to sort of broaden the dialogue and hear more from each of, some of you. So please, at any time during the call, you can share any reflections or comments or Teachers' Day blessings for all the good teachers in the world, including Sir and so many here on the screen. And we'll be happy to take some of those questions in the later part. And just a friendly reminder that we are operating in this space of technology. So in case there are any unintentional constraints and we crack off somewhere in between, we'll try our best to come back as soon as possible. And just a final word before handing off on Ravi and Shobana. So actually, Ravi is a founder, Ravi Gulati. I think most of you on the call know him. He's an amazing person. He is a founder of Manzil, Safe in India, and many other beautiful organizations, and alum of IIM Ahmedabad. And a couple of months ago, actually, Sir said something about Ravi, which was so inspiring that in his work, which they do, Ravi does, like it's so frequent, so common to, step into his small home in Delhi and see it flooded and, totally filled and brimming with like just 50 children from the neighborhoods. So his sense that there's no distinction between, there's no sort of silos or boundaries or, false distinctions between personal life, professional life, and social life, the way he has been able to integrate the three, it's been so inspiring. So what an honor, Ravi, to have you here. And Shobana also, we were hearing that story, but Shobana is a a professor at Amrita School of Business, and she has done some remarkable work in terms of special communities and protecting the diversity of these communities. She's been in Madagascar, she's been in Laos for 10 years as an international development consultant. She picked up a new teaching role, which is also about cross-cultural management and non-profit management in a business school. So thank you. And she was perhaps one of the first people who in fact inspired Ravi's journey by leading the change in her own ways. So Shobhna, your presence and just your, I think, deep wisdom, which does not just permeate from the intellect and intelligence, which is not like a product from it. Something I think has been a mark, which seems a mark about you from your stories from very early on. So thank you for bringing that presence and wisdom to this space. And with that, I will hand it over to Ravi and Shobhna.
So namaste to all of you. It's indeed an honor to be sitting here with two people I admire deeply and with a wonderful Awakened team. And I just discovered them through Ravi, and I'm so glad to be now part of this community. Anil, so you have shaped my life's path. In 1990, when I was going to graduate from IIM Ahmedabad, I suddenly knew during placement season that, hey, I cannot get into this. I want to do something meaningful in life. And you know, you were the go-to point for any student who was interested in working with the social sector. So I turned to you for advice, and you instantly put me in touch with several NGOs and got me interviews. And I finally joined the Aga Khan Rural Support Program in Netrang Bharuch. And I would travel frequently to IIM Ahmedabad during the year I worked with them. And you would always be encouraging, like Khushru Bharucha said, nothing is impossible in your world, Anil sir. You even encouraged me to study further in the development field. And I went on to do another degree in international development. And you were one of the key figures in that phase too. So thank you for being a teacher who has inspired literally thousands of students, and not just students, you know, people across India and across the world. You're truly a, you know, it's an honor to be here on Teacher's Day, wishing a teacher like you happy Teacher's Day. So maybe I'll begin with the first question, because I still remember your classes at IMA from over 30 years ago. You know, you were such a different person. You were so different from other professors, not only what you taught, but because of your charisma, your energy, your enthusiasm. To use a phrase from a book by Stephen Cope that I have been reading, you seemed lit up, or like someone who's really found his calling. I have seen that you have maintained the same level of energy over the years. So, including the recent interview with Ravi and Awaken. So I'd like to ask you this question, Anil sir. How would you define your calling? Could you share with us when you knew you had found your calling? And another thing, as you know, all our callings evolve over the years. Has your calling changed over these years, and how? And this is the first question we'd like to pose to you about this calling that lights you up till today. Thank you. Over to you, Anil sir.
Thank you for being so kind in your remembrances. I don't know whether I have really made so much difference. Yeah. But yes, it is true that when I have encountered sparks in the eyes of young people, I wouldn't let them be at ease. Bechaini ke beech bone ki meri aadat rahi hai hamesha se. I will try to sow the seeds of restlessness, because I am a restless person. And that restlessness doesn't make me irritable, but it certainly makes me dissatisfied with whatever is around me. So 1970, 71, I was a student. And during summer vacation, I wouldn't go home. And this was a part of country, Hisar, Haryana, which was at that time not much vegetative. It's a genuine university. And a lot of storms used to come, dust storms. So, you know, there'll be a lot of dust in the air, which you had to inhale. So it's not a comfortable time. Summer, hot summer. It is a desert environment almost. And I would paint and I would read. And I realized there was so much to read. And how would I find time to read? So summer vacation was one time. So my parents would complain that, look, everybody comes home and you somehow stay back. So what's holding you back? And I said, there's so much to read. And that desire to understand the way world works or does not work for our expectation, I think first lit up the first spark. I remember, I don't know if I mentioned it many times before, but I will repeat it in any case. There was a quote I found at that time, which I put in a frame, broken frame of a mirror. Fortitude is the capacity to say no when the world wants to hear yes. Or the opposite, the fortitude is the capacity to say yes when the world wants to hear no. And this I would read every day. To some extent, I think, and this is something I can share with every young person and every other person, that if we have a thought which defines us, reading it every day makes a difference. It doesn't let you escape from your own thought. You know, sometimes we are lazy. Sometimes we have inertia. Sometimes we just want to take it easy. And comes this thought, but today morning you said, fortitude is the capacity to say no when the world wants to hear yes. So this indefatigability to be able to resist the pressure to follow the trend, to be one with the crowd, I think was there at that time. It started growing. And I got a job in a bank way back in 73 when I was doing my master's. During those days, they used to pick up the students from the list, merit list, and used to offer directly. It was a post-nationalization phase. My father was not well, so he sort of insisted that I join. So I, in any case, joined, came back, finished my master's in genetics, rejoined, and did so many things. First task was in Kadapa. I was in a village, Ramanapalli, where the Shudra caste houses were burnt by the caste people, high caste people in that village. So my first job was to rehabilitate them. And these people, I was a stickler at that time, so I wouldn't take even a cup of tea. So there used to be, this was the time also the Vietnam War had just been, you know, winding up, and they were obviously radical colleagues who felt that by giving hope to poor, I was sort of coming in the way of a radical agenda. And I said, look, you do your job. I have no problem with your agenda, but let me do what I want to do. So that was my first encounter in real life practice to deal with people who had been oppressed without letting them feel angry about it. And I said, look, if you face any difficulty in your journey to next phase of your life, you can complain. I'm accountable. But if I let you do everything as per the norms, best standard that are possible, you should let it go now, because that I cannot undo what has happened. This was the lesson which I don't know how many of them really believed me, but I think the capacity to forgive your tormentor is not easy. And I was trying. I was a young fellow at that time, just 20s. And this community, I will take them to buy animals, to do various things. So that was second time when I realized that I had to do something which was more meaningful and engage. And then, of course, I was coming back in bus. My wife was studying in Kurukshetra University, Sadhana. So I was coming to meet her. My eldest son was born in 1978, Abhas. And then I read a newspaper advertisement on the back of paper that there was a position for management specialist in IIT. And I had no degree in management. I was geneticist, but I applied. And I applied, and you know, they asked me PERT, formula of PERT. Which, of course, I didn't tell exactly, but I tried. I remembered something, so I vaguely remember it. I told. So they asked me about CPM and all of those questions. So most of the questions I could answer. But one question I want to share with you, which has remained with me, and the question was that whether the flood in the Brahmaputra basin is a problem of risk or uncertainty. And I said it is risk over space and uncertainty over time. And that, I think, got me selected. So that was interesting. Here was a geneticist, one going to become management specialist with no degree. But obviously, I had to read a lot to be able to converse with economists and others. And as it happens, in 81, I joined IMA. Now, I am, as you know, is said to be the Mecca of capitalist philosophy, and it is actually, but it also provides tremendous space for one to explore different vistas of life. So I would say that no other institute would have given me so much space to experiment, to explore. And as you know, some students like you gave me the Best Teacher Award in the first year, which was somehow stabilized my life career-wise, but also gave me a challenge that students want to be challenged. And I discovered that there is no point for me to say what every other person is saying in the institute, because they hear it enough. So the desire to help students distinguish themselves led one student to give me a piece of long advice. So after the first course, after the EP2 Economic Environment and Policy course had finished, Arvind Tiwari came and gave me a piece of long paper, 2-3 pages. On the top, there was a quote, "Experience is like a rearview mirror. It tells you the road traveled by, doesn't tell you where to go." And that was very nice. That was very nice. So if ever I would have the audacity to believe, oh my God, I have so much experience, remember that saying that, you know, it's a rearview mirror. It doesn't tell you where to go. So that sense of remaining an incorrigible learner, an optimist. People would say, how can you expect? One day, one student came and said, "Sir, you are making us think." He was very angry. He said, "You are making us think. I came here to just close my mind. I want to pursue a career, much against my wishes. My parents forced me, so on and so forth." Anyhow, that continued. And I would say in 85, 86, when I went to Bangladesh, the Secretary of Agriculture had read one of my papers, Socioecology of Land Use, which Dr. Matlabur Rahman had carried with him from a conference in Ahmedabad. And that led him to invite to do research on the fields of the tenant and the marginal farmers who have 10 cent land, 20 cents, not even the biga, you know, it's very, very small margin, only homestead, and almost 60% landlessness. And I realized there was so much creativity there. Then it occurred to me that people who are knowledge-rich, economically poor, don't have to be called what current parlance people call as the bottom of the pyramid. I said, no, people are not, poor are not at the bottom of pyramid. They're at the bottom of economic pyramid. What about other pyramids? Knowledge pyramid, ethical pyramid, innovation pyramid. That's where I think this notion got reinforced. I had met some other farmers during 79-80, Ram Nivas, Subjanjari Abbas, and others who had taught me a lot about knowledge that people have. But this was the turning point, I would say, when I realized that when people with so little of economic wealth can be so creative in solving problems in char land, in, you know, the land that island which come up in the River Rhine, so much of risk and uncertainty in flood-prone region, so much of poverty, and yet so much of hope. So that brought me to my mind a desire that I should work with people who are creative, who are innovative, no matter what constraints, and develop a pathway for them. And I think this eventually became the culmination, or so to say, fruition of that fortitudinous streak of finding a new paradigm, a new path. Nobody had ever thought that intellectual property can be used for the poor. You know, they always thought it was an instrument of large corporations. And we filed patents in the name of poor. And we said, only thing in which they are rich is their knowledge. And if you take away that knowledge, what is left with them? So various instruments were used. We broke all boundaries and myths of how people should be served. And there's a paper I wrote, Sink to Source. So I said, people are not sink of advice, assistance, and philanthropy, but they are source of ideas which they can share and help the world become a better place. And I must say that right recently, from 5th to 11th August, I was in Amreli, 46 Shodhyatra. In 5 days, we found 26 innovations. Wonderful children that I met, amazing strength that they have. So I would say, and I must close by this part of the question by one example, a girl asked during the idea competition. We do idea competition in the villages. So for example, I would ask, I'm wearing this cloth. Can you redefine it? What more needs to be done in this kurta that I'm wearing? So one girl said, you know, there are people whose hands are not coordinating well. My wife Sadhana had this problem. She had ataxia. So hands would not coordinate. Why can't we have magnetic buttons? Oh my God, magnetic buttons? It never occurred to me. I love my wife. And yet it never occurred to me that she's not able to button her clothes. She should have a magnetic button. With all my samvedana, I didn't have this idea, but she had. It will come in a minute. So this is the kind of creativity that people have. They can surpass all expectations of professional designers, ideators, and what have you, when they can come out with an innocent way solving the problem that they can with their own little genius.
So nicely, sir, you've shared the flow of the river of your life. I just didn't feel like interrupting you.
Yes.
I just want to go on and on and on. But today's Teacher's Day, and I want to take some of our questions towards that side. And since you talked about creativity, in teaching, what's your creative tension?
I'm vulnerable. I must admit, and I must tell you honestly, before every class, even today, I'm nervous. Still feel uneasy. I tell you, I get sometimes irritated. I tell everybody, don't talk to me. I'm at that moment in so much tension. I don't allow anybody to talk to me. Nobody should disturb me. That's a time of my zone of silence, or to say, I'm trying to figure out in my mind, and I'm not satisfied with whatever I have thought through. So I don't make a script of the class, but I have thoughts which I have to convey. And the script keeps on changing till I start my session. And sometimes it changes just on the spur of the moment, because a thought has just come that maybe that's the right way to begin. Now imagine you have been thinking about a logic for the last few hours a day, and then suddenly at the last minute you change it. But that brings spontaneity. And I want to surprise myself before I surprise the students. If, you know, I've always believed that the day you are not surprised, you're not late. So how do I surprise myself?
And when I lit. Lived and lit. You're not lived and you are not lit.
You are not lit. That's nicely put. Because many times, if there is in 24 hours, there is not one moment when you say, my God, I didn't realize this. I didn't think about it. How come that you say this? Repeat it. That moment may come from a student, may come from something on the street. For example, in the show, there was a little girl, very small, tiny girl, about maybe 7 years. And there was a little elder girl sitting to her. She got up and told her idea. And then this elderly girl was not able to get up. And this little girl is pushing her. Bolde. Don't matter. You can say that. Please go ahead. And I said, my God, this little girl is empowering a girl of double her age and is giving her strength. What a power that she little girl has. So this thought that you don't have to be very strong to be able to empower others, you know, overpowered me that day. So I think the tension is that, of course, about some strange questions can somebody ask. And that question, if you're not able to answer, which happens sometime, I always consider that my real learning is the question I can't answer. And I'm hoping to have some questions of that kind today, which I won't be able to answer. Because then my night tonight will be miserable, because I'll have to reflect and think and worry and meditate as to what would be the right place. Maybe study, maybe read.
Wonderful.
So that tension is there.
I think, you know, that for the teachers on this forum, what you said about this constant alertness to surprise and discovery and acceptance of, you know, new things, and in the classroom, outside the classroom, everywhere, is a wonderful torch to hold throughout our life. And I think Ravi has a question about students, you know, what do you... Can I ask the question, Ravi?
Go ahead.
What do you do when, you know, we were all your fans, what do you do when students remain unresponsive and unengaged in class? I mean, you may have faced situations like that. What would you do then?
So what happened is that I met one girl at the airport. She was our student. And she said, sir, do you remember? I said, yes, I remember you were sitting in the first row on the left side playing with your keyring. And she said, my God, did you notice that? I said, of course I noticed that. And she said, but you let me do that. I said, yes, because I thought that was what was giving you joy and you were not finding joy in what I was teaching. So I let you do that, but I remember that.
Wow.
Now, I don't know, class was over years ago, but I'm sure she would now remember that, you know, paying attention helps and that even in a subconscious act of yours can be noticed that, you know, whatever, that's up to her as to what lesson she drew from that. But yes, there are times when some students are not responsive, but, you know, I demand 100% attention. So if slightest lack of attention, I would sometimes ask people to either go out and relax themselves because they're not at ease, they're not at peace. So it has happened many times that I've asked students that, look, you don't seem to be at peace. There's something bothering you. Why don't you go out and refresh yourself for a while and then come back? Because there is no point in not accepting that there are people who may have something nagging them. Now, to expect them to pay attention to me when there's something else bothering them is also not fair. But then when they're in the class and they're not paying attention, I get disturbed. I want 100% attention. I don't want even one person, you know, not noticing my presence. So that demand, that kind of demand that you put on the student, your expectation, because I always believe a teacher cannot do much except share his or her expectations.
So how do you deal with the distractions of cell phones and all in class? Just a practical question from a teacher.
I don't allow.
Okay, good. Okay.
No, allow. No. In fact, even I don't allow laptop because I realize sometimes students would put a laptop on and then I realize that, no, they're not attending. They're not taking notes. They're actually doing something else. So I said, all laptops down. If you want to take notes, take a pen and a paper. If you don't have paper, borrow it from somebody. But no notes on laptop, no cell phones, zero tolerance for any distraction. But
would you say there are
some students who have conversations sometimes going on. Mm-hmm. And if they do, then I will request them. I don't know if you remember, but maybe not in your time, but I used to ask students to stand up when they came late. And then I will ask them to define punishment. So during the ISP course, and maybe EP2 also, I did that for many years, maybe after you left.
After.
Because maybe the students were becoming a little more relaxed as the time was passing. So I said, look, I have waited for you for 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Now, please stand up on your seat. So sometime 10, 15 students will have to stand up. And then I said, now, what should we do? So tell me the assignment. So one of the favorite assignments that I used to give them was write about 5 characters who have influenced you. So I have a large number of such descriptions of characters. So one day one student said, sir, I think you wish us to come late. Because you want these characters. And you know, if you come in time, you will not get this. I said, look, this is nasty on your part to say. But if you say this, I wouldn't grudge it. Because I do enjoy the characters about them. Because those characters were what influenced their life. How would I know that? That was not part of the course. But that's what I wanted to learn about. So I would sometimes play these kind of tricks and I think students enjoyed it. Sometimes some students will take some other assignments and all of them enriched my life. So in some sense, it was fun. It was joy. I didn't let anybody be indifferent to me. And I would let them go if they had to go.
Yeah. So you've been sharing about your sort of joys of teaching, you know, constantly learning, and also turning sort of negativity into another positivity. But what are your biggest frustrations as a teacher?
Yeah, that's a tough question. My first frustration is that, I mean, I'll be honest, when I would ask a question in second year about backward bending slope in economics, and I said, give me a real life example. And the student couldn't answer. No student get the class answer. Then I wonder what has been taught to them in economics, which was harsh because I'm passing judgment on the caliber of other people. But for me, that was important. So I'll tell them that in the evening, when you ask a rickshaw auto driver outside the IIMA gate that you want to go, let's say, to Ambavadi, and that fellow's house is in the opposite direction. you keep on increasing the offer of fare and he keeps on saying no, that is a backward winding slope. You know, when the price increases and supply decreases. Because this fellow is refusing your offer because he wants to be with his family at this moment. And I said, this is a very important curve because many people felt that when price increase, supply should increase. Now, what my point is that sometimes I think we are not teaching with real life examples. We are making it too abstract. Or we can take an example. We are making sometimes, we have a caricature of human behavior, which we reinforce that we are all chasing the same goal. We are all pursuing the same kind of optimization, which is not true, actually speaking. Ravi, it's not true, Shobhana, your example. And there are many other. I mean, in everybody's life, there are moments when you do something which is irrational, yes, quote unquote, isn't it? Yes. And this irrationality, the unwillingness to accept irrationality is frustrating. Why can't we accept this? Sir, I will be inconsistent. I'm going to tell you something which I know is not consistent with what you expect, but I'm going to say that. Frustration also comes when I realize that people who are extremely brilliant, extremely talented, take up a job which they know will not give them joy. And they know it. They know it that every single day they'll be ruining it because their heart was somewhere else. So I remember one student who came to me and said, sir, I didn't get, no, somebody told me that he didn't get placement. He was like, when Nippon met me that day, he was going to take me to Stanford. Naam mein bhul jata, kya karun? Aa jayega thode din naam. So, he said, sir, I called for him. There was only one job which was of the kind that I wanted. I wanted to work with small sector. There were not many jobs of that kind. I was not selected for this job, so I didn't get placed. Can you imagine a brilliant student on wanting only one job? So I said, I know a venture fund, Gujarat Venture Fund. They are in the business of turning around small businesses. Will you like to take that? I can try. He said, yes, sir, that will be nice. That will be fun. And I talked to the person and he got this job. And he was turning around sick industry and, you know, and making them profitable. And of course, later he went to Stanford and then he set up his own startups. So I was saying such kids were very few who knew what they wanted to do in their life. And they will only do that. And this is frustrating. There's a life, precious life. You know what you want to do. Sometimes you don't know what you want to do. I understand that. But when you know what you want to do and you don't do it, what do I do? So this is the greatest frustration, to be honest with you, because I can't see how any life be devoted to a cause that you don't believe in. Then where is the authenticity? Where is the joy at the end of the day? Where is the fulfillment? Where is that spark in your eyes? How will it be there? So many times I find many of our students, pardon me for saying it if some of them are around and listening to this, I find their muscles drooping down. They age faster. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They look more aged than I am. And I said, what happened to them? But because they had lost somewhere that great optimism. In fact, I noticed that once I've been teaching at LBS Academy, you know, Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy Administration in Mussoorie, many times. Right from 91, 92, yes. So one day, one officer, it was a middle level after 15 years. Sir, you had taught us in the foundation course. You were optimistic at that time. You are still optimistic and we have become cynical. I said, look, this is the tragedy of this country. If young people in whom we put so much of hope and faith become cynical, then what will happen to us?
Yeah.
So you have to sustain. He said, but how do you sustain hope? I said, because I meet some of you who do wonders. And that's what sustains my hope. So once I gave them an example of a commissioner in Maharashtra who realize that when an elderly person dies, you know, the mutation has to be done. The land has to be divided into family members, brothers, sisters, whatever. And that's a very laborious process. So he told his people, revenue staff. And mind you, in a revenue staff, he did this. I mean, revenue people are supposed to be the most conservative people. He said, when there is a mourning going on, families together, go there. Share condolence. And tell them these are the documents you have to fulfill. For all of you to come together again will be very difficult. Now that you're all together, fill up these documents, you'll get meditation done. Can you imagine?
That's
hard. Just look at this. Why would this fellow do that? And this is not done. This is not the usual self. Not system doesn't go back to you and say, Bill, look, you need this. I'm going to serve you. So there are people of this kind, and I discover them when I share stories. So my frustration evaporates.
I trust you to turn a question about frustrations also into positivity. Okay, I have my next one. Okay. So as a teacher, I remember you would leave us with questions that would sort of keep us in the loop for days. There's one I remember very vividly. Mm-hmm. You said, we speak about nature outside and also say, such is his nature. And the same word is pointing to quite different things. And that was a question that kind of went on for days in my head. I want to know, where do you come up with questions like that? Aap hame bhi sikhao.
You know what? Actually, what happens, the reflective morning walk actually is a wonderful thing to do, because I don't know whether you do that, Ravi, or not, but you should. If you're not doing it, I insist that you will do that. And when you do that, you tend to talk to yourself. So every day, I'm weaving a dream. I'm weaving a wish. I know it may not happen, but I start. And then when I'm doing that, I'm in my thoughts. I am in a world, different world of meditation. And things, I begin to imagine, okay, this will happen, that this will happen, that this, like a Sheikh Chilli ke jo hote na sapne, I see them. I see them every day. And in the process, these are my unfulfilled dreams. And there are so many of them. So things, and I think of most unexpected surprises. For example, there's a rain and somebody will invite me for a cup of tea inside. Arre bhai, aap andar aajaiye na. And then the discussion starts and that person happens to be the one that I'm looking for. Now, these kind of surprises, I keep thinking about. To be honest, I'm telling you very honestly. This happened a few days back. फिर मैंने अपने आप से कहा यार तू किसी को बुलाएगा अपने घर में अगर कोई बारिश हो रही होगी और बाहर तो मतलब ऐसा क्यों सोच रहा है मैंने कहा नहीं नहीं मैंने कहा तुम्हारी शक्ल अच्छी है क्या तुम बहुत बड़े आदमी हो क्या तुमको कौन क्यों बुलाएगा मैंने कहा नहीं बारिश में भीग रहा हूँ हो सकता है किसी के दिल में दया आ जाए कोई कहे भाई आके एक कप चाय पी लो ऐसा क्यों नहीं हो सकता दुनिया में मतलब इन सम सेंस दिस इज अबाउट ए नेचर दैट यू थिंक पीपल शुड सम पीपल वुड हैव इज़न्ट इट टू इनवाइट अ स्ट्रेंजर for a cup of tea, why should it be so awkward? Why should it be so impossible? Kitna mushkil kyun hai ye? And I can tell you that if I don't hear, and this is another tip, you said, how do the discussions come? If I don't hear from a stranger every week, someone whom I don't know, but who knows about me, I feel I have lost something. Kya hua is duniya ko? एक भी बंदा नहीं है 7 billion, 8 billion लोग हैं उसमें से जिसको मेरी चिंता हुई जिसको मुझे कुछ सिखाना है मुझसे कुछ पूछना है मुझे कुछ बताना है सो दैट एक्सपेक्टेशन एंड आई टेल यू दिस इज माय कांस्टेंट एक्सपेक्टेशन दैट आई मस्ट रन इनटू सम स्ट्रेंजर हु विल टीच मी समथिंग हु विल आस्क मी समथिंग हु विल मेक मी फील समथिंग एंड सम टाइम आई रन इनटू रैक बिकॉज इन द मॉर्निंग टाइम दे गो एंड कलेक्ट बॉटल्स यू नो early morning, that's the time that they are in a cycle rickshaw and collecting. And some of them have their wife with them, with a little child and all of that. And I will ask them about different kinds of plastics and so on and so forth. But it's very interesting that some of these people can teach you much more about materials and the supply chain of the waste than a waste management expert can teach. Now that insight, then there was recently a meeting in IIT Delhi on waste management. Why would they call me? I had no expertise in waste management. But then I've observed things, talking to these rag pickers, which perhaps I don't know how did they anticipate, Dr. Pant, Professor. How would he? I don't know why did he invite me. But the fact that he invited me led me to give him an example of a lecture 1952 by K.M. Munshi called as Gospel of Dirty Hand. So these kind of things get linked, Ravi. Kahin na kahin koi na koi baat jud jati hai.
You're always connecting dots all the time. I've noticed that about.
That, maybe I'm a spider weaving a web all the time to catch the strangers. And good friend
Alaya,
like you.
My daughter Alaya, who's 9 months old, has got this book called Very, Very Busy Spider. I'm thinking of that now.
Tell her that. Tell her, Alaya, that you know you met a real spider today.
I had a question actually, because you spoke about one of your greatest frustrations being when a student takes up a job that doesn't utilize his or her talents and doesn't give, and they know it's not going to give them joy. Oftentimes it comes from parenting and their childhood, and also we wanted to know a little more about your parenting and your childhood, and what role did your parents play in this in your life today? I mean, to,
yeah, both of them made a transition just two months ago. My father was 94, my mother was 87. And my father was a scientist, Dr. G.P. Gupta. He was a soil scientist. So there is no doubt that discussion about soil, chemistry, plants, sometimes some flood, water, this, that, must have had an influence on me sometime and ignited my interest in both risk and uncertainty about nature, about soil and soul. So that connection. And he was very strict though. My mother was also very strict. She will beat me with that piece of that wooden piece that you use for washing clothes, you know. The one in class mein hum log dande se marte na kapdon ko, to wo usi kapde se meri pitai karte the. I was very obstinate. I was jiddi.
Did the beating ever help?
It made me more stronger. It made me bigger jiddi, more jiddi. So matlab that had actually spent. If she had not done that, I wouldn't be so strong.
From her point of view, counterproductive. But from your point of view, productive.
But and then sometime my father will, and I will be honest, once day she beat me with a belt. So in the morning when I was taking bath, my mother saw the marks of the belt on my back. Us din unko karna hai thodi si. बोले इतनी जोर से थोड़ी मारते हैं कोई कि उसके कमर के ऊपर निशान आ गए. बट आई कैन टेल यू वन थिंग, ही वाज अ डिसिप्लिनेरियन. आई मस्ट एडमिट दैट इन हायर सेकेंडरी आई गॉट वेरी गुड मार्क्स इन मैथ एंड साइंस, बट वेरी पुअर इन इंग्लिश एंड ड्रॉइंग. हार्डली पास, जस्ट पास मार्क्स, 56 आउट ऑफ 150 इन इंग्लिश, एंड ड्रॉइंग वॉज अबाउट 70 और समथिंग, विच मीन्स आई गॉट सेकेंड डिविजन 58%, बिकॉज अदर सब्जेक्ट्स वर वेरी गुड. And I wouldn't get admission in good college. So he went with me to Pannagar. I didn't get. He said, now you are done. So I'm not going with you to any place. Here you are. And umbilical cord was cut in a minute. At the age of 15, he said, you are on your own. Find your own way.
How did you feel at that point?
I thought it was a challenge. So he sent me to Isar. There was a friend.
Did you not feel it was unfair?
No. Well, there were many other things about which I have felt that they were unfair. And I had, for years, I wouldn't talk to them, and all of those things happened because my values and their values sometimes will conflict. But then I must say that, where did I get my values from? From my grandfather, who was a monk, and from my father and mother, who were honest and had a lot of kindness to other people. My mother was a great teacher, so she would teach people in the community, stitching, knitting, this, that. She will go to the community hall and hold classes for poor women of the class 4 employees. So I saw that all. But I also saw that there were contradictions in their behavior, like all of us have. At that age, my tolerance for hypocrisy was a little less. And now it has increased a little bit. So I must say that they had great influence in terms of scholarship. They had wonderful books. I read Gitanjali in my school days, because he had a copy of Gitanjali at home. So my father had a good library, small but good library, and his friend also would give us books on birthday. And he was very frugal. My grandfather was frugal. They were both very frugal. We had seen hard days. You know, we were in a small Jaffrey. I was just 3-4 years old. And one day with newspapers on the back of his cycle, he was going out and the landlord asked, kya hua? Bola, bhai, aaj ka paise khatam ho gaye hain. Abhi ja ke bechunga. To kuch paise aayenge, to usse ghar ka kharcha chalega. To bola, aisa nahi karte. Bhai, humse le lo. Tum baad mein jab tankha milegi, de dena. I have seen that. I have remembrances of those. So I could realize that even a scientist, a PhD, and he had fought with this, one of his supervisor, and I had a fight with my supervisor. And he his thesis, I mean, his results were spoiled by that. So he did that PhD with Dr. Anarthar. And he struggled in his life. But he was the only one who did PhD at that time from his entire community in my village, Gangagar, in Bulandshahr district. So I had seen him struggling. And being what he wanted to be, standing up for his belief, he didn't get, I must say, a great deal of professional achievements that one would expect. But he didn't compromise. He wouldn't falsely appreciate somebody. He wouldn't pamper his bosses. That we saw. Wo nahi karte the. Log kehte the, bhai, ja ke mil lo, unse nahi milunga. Kaam karna apna, theek hai. So that I saw, that he wouldn't seek favors. He wouldn't give favors. He was a stickler and very strict with me. I must say, my mother used to say, in the night when we were studying, and sometimes you would feel dozy, you know, because you are getting a little sleepy. Sure. Then he'll ask you to run to the gate. There was a small courtyard. Chuke lao jo, bhago. So he will let your sleep be going away, because and what I'm saying is, very rigorous way of upbringing. When we were two brothers, myself and my younger one, then we had one room and one veranda. So he will say, okay, ek kamre mein tum poocha lagao, ek kamre mein wo poocha lagayega. So we learned to sweep, we learned to clean, we learned to wash, we learned to do everything ourselves. So dignity of labor jo hai na, wo humne sikhi. To koi bhi kaam chota nahi hota hai. Aur jo kaam, my mother would take a cup of tea with the sweeper, Chameli uska naam tha, uske saath ghanto baate karti thi. Aur hum log kya karte the kabhi kabhi, uske liye usne cup alag rakha hua tha, hum us cup mein chai pi lete the, ye pani pi lete the. Just to tease her, that why did you keep a separate cup for Chameli? Jab tum Chameli se itni baate karti ho, baith ke ek ghante baat karti rehti ho, pata nahi, wo apne dukhde soti hai, sunati hai, tum apne sunati ho, wo tumhari friend jaisi lagti hai mere ko, aur phir tum uske saath cup nahi deti ho, to hum us cup mein pani pi lete.
Can't
tolerate. So, you know, that way we had fun, that we were breaking the rules that, I mean, these are the hypocrisy, you know. She empathized with her. Usko chai bana ke pila rahi hai. Aur phir us cup ko alag rakh deti thi. To humne kaha ye nahi chalega. So that way, but you know, the fact that we were allowed to have this fun, this kind of liberty, I think was a great opportunity to be was what we were and we are and I.
Your parents, sir, seem to have given you this firm foundation of ethics and integrity. And I had, you know, all awakened listeners, I'm sure they're intrigued by the fact you mentioned that your grandfather was a monk. Please, could you tell us a little bit about his role in your life?
Yes, he left house at the age, after marrying his youngest daughter, my Bua, Prem Bua. Then he left home and went to Arya Virakt Vanprastha Ashram. In Jolapur, near Haridwar. It's our Samaj Ashram. He stayed there for 45 years.
How old was your father then, and how old were you then?
So for some reason, I have a lot of remembrances of very young age.
Wow.
I think across, you have all ages remembrances. Key ring, so, the key chain.
So पता नहीं ऐसा क्यों होता है, लेकिन पता नहीं यार मेरी याददाश्त शायद अच्छी है. तो और मैं बचपन से शायद काफी कुछ देखता था, सोचता था. 2 साल तक मैं बोला नहीं था. So they were wondering whether I will ever speak. और उसके बाद जब बोला तो काफी बोला. तो वो मॉन्क मतलब आर्य समाज के वानप्रस्थी थे वो. तो हम जब गर्मियों की छुट्टी में उनके पास जाते थे कई बार जब बचपन स्कूल में थे तो. और वो उनका एक ही कमरा था. वो सुबह जाते थे, सबसे पूछते थे भाई क्या काम है तुमको. जो लोग बाकी आश्रम में रहते थे ना, सबकी लिस्ट बना लेते थे. देन ही विल गो टू हरिद्वार. उनके किसी को दवाई लानी है, किसी का मनी ऑर्डर करना है, किसी का काम. शाम को आके सबको हिसाब देते थे. दैट वॉज इज दिनचर्या. तो बाकी लोग को हम देखते थे, वो पूजा कर रहे हैं, वो ध्यान लगा रहे हैं, और ये जो है सबके काम कर रहे हैं. तो ये जो वैल्यू थी, मतलब देखो
आपको ध्यान दे रहे हैं.
हाँ, तो मतलब वो जो तरीका था उनका प्रेयर का, वो कहीं रह गया दिल के अंदर. वो बोलते थे कि मतलब मैं हम छोटे थे, हम तो नहीं पूछते थे उनसे कि आप क्यों नहीं पूजा करते, ध्यान क्यों नहीं करते, लेकिन देखते थे सिर्फ. और देखते ये महसूस हुआ, काफी सालों के बाद में हुआ, उस समय तो शायद नहीं हुआ था ये बात, दिमाग में नहीं आई थी बात, लेकिन जैसे जैसे बड़े हुए रिफ्लेक्ट किया, ये सर्विस जो है ना, सेवा जो है वही भक्ति है, उससे अच्छी भक्ति कोई नहीं। जो तुमने की है, शोभना ने की, मतलब तुम रवि, मैंने तुमको देखा है ना, तो मुझे तो दिल में छू जाती है वो बातें यार। तुम्हारे घर में कोई भी जगह ऐसी नहीं थी जिसको बच्चे जहाँ नहीं बैठ सकते थे, कुछ नहीं कर सकते थे, तो मेरे लिए तो तुम एक आदर्श हो। लेकिन वो बात मैंने, मतलब मैं उस हद तक शायद नहीं जा पाया, लेकिन हमारे घर में काफी सारे हमारे इनोवेटर्स के बच्चे रहे हैं, वो किसी की पढ़ाई करनी है, किसी का कुछ करना है, तो वो हमारे साधना ने बहुत हमें सहयोग किया, बोले आप किसी को भी ले आते हो। मैंने कहा देखो भाई ऐसा है घर में ना, ये सबके लिए है, खाली मेरा तुम्हारा नहीं है। तो वो एक जो मैंने उनसे सीखा वो था, हाँ वो बहुत ही सेवा भावी थे, और बहुत उनका सारा सामान एक खड्डी होती है, मतलब एक साइड झोला, एक साइड में आगे एक पीछे, एक साइड में हवन का सामान, एक साइड में उनके कपड़े थोड़े से और किताब, that's all was his belonging. Frugality at its limit. उससे कम में कैसे जी सकता आदमी मुझे नहीं मालूम। दो महीने का वो अज्ञातवास करते थे, and we will never tell us what he did, but we believe that during that time he would serve such people who probably family may not have allowed or encouraged him. तो हर साल दो महीने का अज्ञातवास करते थे, he get lost. तो वो उनके कुछ तरीके थे जो they still have stayed with me, and I would say that अब मेरे साथी हैं, कई बार बोलते हैं आप ये पुराने कपड़े पहन लेते हो, कुर्ता जो फट रहा है उसको आप क्या दिखाना चाह रहे हो। मैंने कहा दिखाने की बात नहीं है यार, अभी मुझे ये अच्छा लगता है, कलर इसका अच्छा है, लाइट है, अब मैं नया क्यों लूँ उसको, अभी तो कहीं से थोड़ा सा फटा ऐसे ला लेंगे उसको, क्या दिक्कत है। आई डिड दैट फॉर लॉन्ग टाइम, आई स्टिल डू दैट, बट माई कोलीग्स डोंट अलाउ सम टाइम टू मी, उनकी इज्जत खराब होती है जब मैं ऐसे कपड़े पहनता हूँ। लेकिन मुझे लगता है कि हमें करना चाहिए ये काम। बहुत सारे मेरे पर रफू करे हुए कुर्ते हैं, साथ में करवा देती थी रफू, वो छेद गया ना कहीं पर, काट लिया तो उसको वो जाला बुन देते हैं वहां पर, उसको रफू बोलते हैं, बहुत से बच्चे आप नहीं जानते होंगे रफू क्या,
मैं जानता हूँ, हमारे टाइम पे था।
हाँ तो हमने बहुत सारे कपड़े रफू करके पहने हैं यार, और क्या दिक्कत है, मतलब परेशानी क्या है इसमें। आई थिंक दैट द वैल्यू ऑफ फ्रुगैलिटी हैज टू बी रिस्टोर्ड, कम से कम में गुजारा करने की बात हमें आनी चाहिए यार।
I think you've revealed to us in some sense how your life is a prayer, as if, you know, even been, I've seen Ravi working, I say, how can anyone do this much, give so much, and your life is a sadhana, all that you do, and of course your wife was also sadhana, like, and we, you know, we learned that you lost her recently, but you still have that spirit, I mean, you're still going on, and you're not, could you just tell us a little bit about a message to all of us, as we will also be dealing with losses in our lives and all, how just
I'm having a yellow bed cover, just I
can show you this, you can see glimpses,
yeah, and yes. her favorite color was yellow. So I remember her every day, and I must say a little bit about her role, because her father was a professor, Sanskrit professor, Krishnivas Shastri. She was completely intolerant of falsehood. झूठ नहीं सह सकती थी। तो कैंपस में उसके बहुत ज्यादा दोस्त नहीं थे। There were hardly 2-3 people whom she will ever meet and talk. तो क्या हुआ? हमारे बच्चे एक बार छोटे बच्चे किसी बर्थडे पार्टी में गए। तो वहां पर बात हो रही थी, मेरे पापा ये लाए थे, मेरे पापा वो लाए थे, बाहर गए थे जब, तो मैं तो लाता नहीं था कोई भी ऐसी चीज गिफ्ट, मैं किताबें लाऊंगा या कलर या पेंटिंग ऐसे कुछ। तो खैर, तो वापस आए तो मैंने बोला ये तो अच्छी बात नहीं है कि हमारी फ्रेंडशिप को तोला जाए, कौन सी घड़ी कितनी बड़ी गिफ्ट कौन लाता है, तो वाई शुड बी स्टॉप सेलिब्रेटिंग बर्थडेज, क्योंकि हम कब जाएंगे नहीं, हम बुलाएंगे नहीं किसी को। सो आई नेवर सेलिब्रेटेड बर्थडे ऑफ माय चिल्ड्रन। सो वन एंड शी वाज साधना सेड, बिल्कुल सही बात है, यू नो आई नेवर गेव माय सरनेम टू आवर चिल्ड्रन।
Oh, okay.
And mind you, that time, Sadhana and I, our first child was born just after 1 year of marriage. So, हम दोनों ही तो बच्चे थे, यंग थे उस समय, लेकिन पता नहीं क्यों हम दोनों के मन में ये बात आ गई थी कि भाई कभी तुम कुछ बने। अब मैं तो उस समय सिर्फ छोटा सा अफसर था, एक साइंटिस्ट वो था, मैनेजमेंट स्पेशली बन गया था उस समय 78 में IIT। तो कोई बहुत ज्यादा तो कोई पोजिशन थे नहीं, 1200 रुपए मिलते थे मेरे को उस समय। I was like a research associate. तो लेकिन हमने कहा कभी कुछ बन गए तो बच्चों को उसका एडवांटेज नहीं मिलना चाहिए. So children should not get advantage. You know, one of the reason why there is so much that is distorted in our society because people want to make future for their children better. क्यों? अरे भाई values दे दो उनको, उसके बाद छोड़ दो उनको.
पूत कपूत तो क्यों धन सांचे, पूत सपूत तो क्यों धन सांचे, but we don't get it.
लेकिन यार ये इसके अलावा कोई तरीका है? क्यों क्यों चिंता करनी है भाई? देखो ऐसा है, मैं तो खैर टीचर हूं तो टीचर के पास तो देने के लिए ज्यादा कुछ होता भी नहीं है. बट इट इज इम्पॉर्टेंट दैट वी रियलाइज एंड आई मस्ट से साधना इन ऑल दीज थिंग्स वर हर वैल्यूज वर स्ट्रॉन्गर देन माइंड. हर सिंप्लिसिटी एंड फ्रुगलिटी वर मच बेटर एंड समहाउ बिकॉज ऑफ माई लॉन्ग आवर्स ऑफ वर्क I must say that I may not have been as fair to her. But कई बार सवाल उठता है ना, तो हम सोचते हैं हम unfair तो सबके साथ तो fairness नहीं हो सकती, किसके साथ unfair हूँ? You can only be unfair to your wife or your children, जिन पे आपका थोड़ा बहुत अधिकार है. तो मैं मानता हूँ कि मेरे बच्चों ने भी काफी सफर किया, उस तरीके की जो इंटीमेसी और जो टाइम मिलना चाहिए था नहीं मिला, और वाइफ को भी सफर करना पड़ा क्योंकि उसको वो समय नहीं मिला जो उसका था. लेकिन मैं सबको समय कैसे दे सकता था? सबके साथ न्याय नहीं हो सकता रवि. यू कैनॉट बी फेयर टू एवरीबडी. इफ यू हैव टू बी फेयर टू योर स्टूडेंट, आई मस्ट एडमिट ऑनेस्टली स्पीकिंग, देन यू कांट बी गिविंग द सेम टाइम टू योर स्टूडेंट्स एंड ऑल्सो टू योर चिल्ड्रन. कैसे हो जाएगा? अगर आपको मेरे बता, मैं बताता हूँ, 400 स्टूडेंट अभी ऐसे आ सकते हैं ना जो जिन्होंने कोर्स किया मीटिंग द अनमेटनी PhD students. अब उनके असाइनमेंट में मुझे फीडबैक देना है, ठीक है ना? टाइम तो लगेगा ना इसके अंदर. मैं तुम्हें मालूम है, मैंने कभी आर से एवेल्यूशन नहीं कराया किसी भी कोर्स का, खुद करता हूँ. पढ़ना पड़ेगा सबको. अब तीन असाइनमेंट है, अरे की 60 स्टूडेंट है इस बार से कोर्स में, 59. अब तुम सोचो 180 असाइनमेंट होंगी, मुझे तो पढ़नी पड़ेंगी ना. कैसे करूंगा ग्रेडिंग? बाकी लोग कर लेते हैं फटाफट, मैंने तो नहीं की भाई कभी जल्दी से, बिकॉज आई वॉन्ट टू लर्न. ग्रेडिंग नहीं है खाली, मेरे लिए भी सीखने का मौका है ना वो.
And you want to do justice, right?
तो मैं ये कह रहा हूँ, ये सब टाइम जो लगता था ना यार, ये टाइम कहाँ से आता था? ये मैं yes, I'm just telling to say कि किसी को ये नोशन नहीं आना चाहिए दिमाग में कि प्रोफेसर गुप्ता ने ना सबके साथ न्याय किया. मैंने नहीं किया न्याय.
I said, speaking of time and fairness and integrity, actually we all truly believe that you have been fair to everybody, including your wife and children. If you ask them what kind of father or husband would you rather have, they'd all choose you, that we are sure. Actually, and then talking of time, we also, you know, 11 o'clock has come upon us before we know it.
I have to ask one question.
I'll leave the final question to you, and then Rohit can help us by playing a clip. And, you know, I also wanted to say your poetry is also very inspiring for those of you who have not read it. It's again, you know, it shows your it's that spirituality and meaningful thing that speaks to all of us. So over to you, Ravi, for the final question, and then perhaps Rohit can play a clip and go on.
Play a clip on this, Ravi, once for 30 seconds then, before you move to your question.
Okay, take it.
And then Ravi, ask the final question. Yep.
Shobhna was just saying that, and so like so many of us have been moved through your poetry, which like apparently like most people don't even know, but you know, it's been so inspiring. So here is just a small rendition, I think, in honor of the spirit, I think, of embrace of impermanence and trusteeship, which your life embodies.
Oh my god.
I'm painting. I said this is Sir's art also, right?
Forgive, O Kali.
Can you
erasing beauty?
Can you hear the sound?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
You can replay, yeah.
Beautiful memories is not easy. Is it even necessary? Why can't we let these become manure, lose their form, flavor, and finite destiny? Let them die to evolve into a promising peak of devotion, dedication, but with complete surrender and dissolution to her wish.
Shweta, you have to show us more.
Yeah.
This is part, this is part of 45 poems I wrote in one night. I had missed my flight and I was in US at that time. So I was in they had given us a hotel. And that night I was very uneasy, very perplexed. And this is one of the 45 poems I wrote that night.
So,
and I'm grateful to you for
That brought tears to my eyes and goosebumps. Could we have one more poem, Rohit? And then Ravi, you ask the final question. It's just too beautiful.
Okay.
It was so beautiful.
It's really hard to pick, but let me.
I like the snake.
Okay, yeah.
I never told you about my blog on poetry. How did you discover it?
Rohit can do anything. Nothing is impossible. Yeah, okay.
Sneh ke bijon ko thoda to aur sincho. Gehre kuen se pani ko thoda aur khincho. Kahin koi pyaasa na ho, kisi ki na rahe aarzoo baaki. Baanto sneh ko jitna ho sambhav. Ab na aur apni mutthi bhincho.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Where I'm saying nice to myself. But this is the third person now. I don't know when did I write and why did I write. But these are not my thoughts. These are thoughts which have flowed through me.
Mm-hmm.
So ye mere to nahi hai.
With so much heart, I have a question about heart. There's this anecdote about Gandhiji that I really like. Seeing him always full of optimism, which he was, just like you. Someone once asked him that, I think the question was asked in a lot of frustration. Is there anything at all that makes you despair? And he answered to that, I believe was that, yes, the hard-heartedness of the educator. What are your thoughts on this?
I wouldn't go that far to be pessimistic because I have seen people transforming. I have seen strangers coming to me and saying, Professor Gupta, we have figured out everything about you. What is one wish that you want to be fulfilled? So I said, we would like to have a lab. Okay, here is a check for the lab. How can it happen? It happened. And our lab came about because Madhukar Sheth from Sadbhav Foundation came like that. His representative, Anil Kamdar, came like that. He said, look, you don't have to tell us anything about yourself. You've done entire. We have founded everything. And my father had a similar experience. When he wants to build his school, and there was a Bhartiya, a trustee, a charitable organization, and he went to see him. And he said, Dr. Gupta, we have figured out how you live your life. You even use your pension money for this school. Aapko kitna lagega building ke liye? Unhone de diya. Kai baar unke paas cash hota tha, bole, aap le jaoge isko? Wo bole, main kaise leke jaun? Bole, nahin, aap le jao. Mujhe malum hai ki aap ek paisa apne ghar mein istemal nahin karoge iska. So I think this ability of people to surprise with their kindness and generosity and faith in a larger cause that binds you together, I would not feel that will despair. But one thing which makes me sometimes a little concerned is that, I created Srishti Gyan and National Innovation Foundation. And I find that sometime NIF is becoming bureaucratized or becoming government of the Honeybee Network, which fertilized all the three ideas and many other ideas for that matter. Sometime I find stinginess among people in their ability to connect. Sometime I find people are not reading enough. I got 30,000 references in the library that I pulled together in my life. Nobody's there to read it. If you ask my frustration, I have got 5,000 books at my home. I shared that with you, I think, the catalog of that. Koi aata nahi hai padhne ke liye, Ravi. Ye mera dukh hai. Agar tum usse ek dukh maanna chahte ho, to ye dukh hai. Mujhe milte nahi hai log padhne wale yaar. Main kya karun? Main kehta hu, main chai pilaunga, ghar mein tumhe jagah dunga, khana khilaunga, aao to padho to sahi. Main kabhi kabhi bolta hu students ko, bhai ek cup chai banana mere liye, bas mujhe aur kuch nahi chahiye tumse. Mujhe chai ka shauk hai. अलग अलग तरह की चाय बनती है तो मुझे अच्छा लगता है भाई, किसी का टेस्ट कैसा होता है, आई एंजॉय दैट वैरायटी। बस मुझे और कुछ नहीं चाहिए तुमसे, बस तुम आके पढ़ो, रहो, खाना खाओ, ये हाउस इज योर्स। मुझे नहीं मिल रहा है ऐसा कोई, इतने साल हो गए बांटते हुए इस कैटलॉग को, और 30,000 रेफरेंस का कैटलॉग ऑनलाइन है हिस्ट्री लाइब्रेरी का, कोई पढ़ने वाला नहीं मिला। अगर सच में पूछो तो ये हताशा तो है यार, मैं झूठ नहीं बोलूंगा, एक हताशा है मेरे नाम। कोई होगा ऐसा जिसको वो जो सिर्फ कहेगा सर मुझे आपके पास आना है पढ़ने के लिए?
That something will surprise you.
I hope, because you had come to my home to dust my crop, my books, you know. तभी तो तुम्हारी हमारी तुम्हारी दोस्ती हुई यार, तुम थे एक ऐसे, लेकिन ऐसा और कोई नहीं मिला मेरे को भाई, तभी नहीं मिला, क्या करूं बताओ। तो ये एक ख्वाहिश है, I mean, I don't know if the community, Rohit, of which you are a member, please circulate them this ख्वाहिश of mine. क्यों इसको अधूरा छोड़ना है? अभी मैं 100 साल जीने की उम्मीद तो है मेरे को, पता नहीं जीऊंगा कि नहीं, लेकिन अगर जिया तो मैं चाहता हूँ कि ऐसे कम से कम आने वाले 30 साल में मुझे 30 बच्चे तो ऐसे मिले हैं कि जिनको असीम भूख होगी पढ़ने की और बांटने के ज्ञान को। यार ऐसा तो होना चाहिए पढ़ने, बट देखो एक प्रोफेसर होने के नाते मुझे पढ़ने के पीछे बायस तो है, देखो कुछ भी कहो जाए। I mean, I will not accept कि नहीं नहीं सर हमको जिंदगी से बहुत कुछ सीखने को मिल जाता है, आप पढ़ने को मत कहो, ऐसा नहीं कहूंगा मैं। No matter who it is, पढ़ना तो चाहिए, हर एक को पढ़ना चाहिए और खूब सारा पढ़ना चाहिए, ठीक है, और अलग तरह का पढ़ना चाहिए, तो इसमें तो मैं बिल्कुल नहीं कंप्रोमाइज करूंगा, लेकिन नहीं मिलते लोग यार ऐसे, क्या करूँ बताओ, कुछ तरीका हो तो बताना मेरे को। एंड आई पे फॉर दैट ट्रेवल ऑल्सो, मतलब मैं पेड फेलोशिप दूंगा उनको, आए मेरे पास और रहे और पढ़े, बस ये ख्वाहिश है, कोई भी हो, मतलब बस उसके अंदर एक ऐसी ख्वाहिश होनी चाहिए कि उसको पता भी ना हो कि क्या पढ़ना है, मैं उसको घूमने दूंगा लाइब्रेरी के अंदर, ढूंढने दूंगा, मेरा जो कलेक्शन है लाइफ का उसमें कैसी कैसी चीजें उसको देखने को मिलेंगी, ठीक है ना, वो नमक का इतिहास भी मिलेगा उसको, और उसको फॉर्चून इन फॉर्मूला फॉर फार्म्स एंड फॉर्म्स, ये जो 1939 में किताब लिखी गई थी वो भी मिलेगी, उसको बहुत कुछ मिलेगा।
And maybe it's going to spread viral now and people will know. I don't know how many times you've said this before, maybe not so clearly before. I hope today is something surprises us.
Yes, I hope. I really hope so. I really pray that it is.
It's a beautiful Teacher's Day wish to end this part of the conversation. Thank you so much.
We'll hand back to Rohit.
Rohit. Over to you, Rohit.
Thank you so much, sir and Ravi and Shobhna, for sowing these seeds of restlessness, of samvedna, of empathy and compassion among us. I just want to thank the audience who have been sending us questions, and I would encourage that keep sending any further comments and questions to us, and maybe we'll get to address a couple of them on call. And also this time we have a special feature that we get to engage post call, also continue the dialogue with all of us in a peer-driven community and with all our guests here. So there'll be lots of powerful ways to continue the engagement as well. So don't worry if some of your questions are not, we are not able to cover in this constraint of time. And sir, I think, you know, there's so many questions and like so many people actually, whether I don't know, like sometimes you may not be clearly familiar because that's, I think, the way it happens. But the seeds which you have kept sowing, it has kept on sprouting and blooming in so many different places in different contexts where you might not be aware. It might not happen like in a company's sort of quarterly plan or target that, you know, I've just sowed this and, you know, by the end of this quarter, we need to deliver our quarterly results. But just by this talk, in the pretext of this talk, we have received so many messages of gratitude for you on how you have just a simple statement on the board or a simple thing which you said sometime, or just like a very simple act of kindness which you did in spite of your position of power and authority has just meant so much to so many people. And one of the things which really deeply stands out for me is your ability to actually build bridges. Like you are a person we have come to know that, I am yet to come across a person who can be as comfortable and inclusive with children in a rural village, to teachers of that primary school, to some grassroots innovators, and also to sort of the intellectually most ahead students or intellectually bright students are like students at IMA. So, and it is just amazing that how like they don't see you as an authority. Of course, they have a lot of gratitude and respect for what you support for them and what pathways you enable for them, which may not have been feasible to them otherwise of your support. And but also like just the way with a heart of service and a friend, how you approach them. So maybe I will just like to, you know, because you said of giving, because I think in many ways your journey says of, you know, just supporting the other person, giving whatever you can offer and just leaving it to bloom in its own time and pace with trust. So I would invite our tech magicians maybe to, I think, play a couple of clips from your well-wishers. And there certainly we have lots of people who are wishing you like a very healthy and long life. So so maybe if our tech magicians can play to start it, maybe a clip from Khusru. Maybe the 3-minute clip where he has shared some beautiful stories.
Oh my God, Khusru Pocha.
Yes.
But lovely, lovely person.
Hello, sir. Wishing you a very happy Teacher's Day. Professor Gupta, I have been really inspired by Professor Gupta. And I remember when I first met him in 2005 at his residence, I remember sitting in his room surrounded with books. And one of his students, I still remember his name, Vijendra Harial, came up to him. They had been given an assignment. And the assignment was to get folk songs, folk music of, you know, from villages across the country. So Vijendra came up and told sir that, sir, ye shayad nahi hoga mere se. And professor immediately told him, did you try? And he said, sir, koshish karta hoon. And professor said, karo karo, koshish nahi hoga to mujhe batana, main aapko karke bataunga. This was the first thing which professor taught me, that nothing is impossible in the world. You can do, nothing is impossible. And that was one thing which taught me, and I have been always keeping in mind, whatever, whenever I do something, that nothing is impossible. Second is, after the lecture at IIM, when we came out, I had a recorded a PowerPoint presentation in a pen drive, and he came out and he told me, Khushru, next time you come here, you should have a laptop with you. Did you not get your laptop? And I said, sir, sorry, I don't have a laptop. And I remember he immediately made a call to his office, and he said that, please make out a check in name of Khushru Pocha, and he should get him a laptop. Compassion, that is what he taught me next. And I have been, all my life, I have been so indebted to him for what all that he has done for me. He's taken me places. And for an ordinary person like me, once I remember I asked him that, sir, I don't want to make an NGO, run Indian Blood Donors, and my work, Seva Kitchen, what I do, I don't want to do an NGO. I just want to be as I am and continue the work as I am doing. And the most important thing he told me was, Khushru, lead your life as you wish to do. Just do what you want to do. Lead your life as you wish to, and continue to do the work of what you're doing. And that is what I am doing since the last 20 years now. Thank you, Professor. May you be blessed with a long and healthy life. I would also like to add one more thing and tell you that two of your students have inspired me a lot. One is, of course, Venkat, and the other is Ravi Gulati. And also, one thing which you always taught us is, be a ladder. And I'm trying to be a ladder to others.
Wow.
Thank you, Professor. You. All the best.
हम सबको सीढ़ी होना चाहिए जिस पे बाकी लोग चढ़े अपनी मंजिल पाए. सही बात, इतनी अच्छी बात है.
सर इसमें एक क्वेश्चन है लाइक व्हाट वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट राइट नाउ दैट सी व्हेन वी एंड आई एक्सपीरियंस दैट टेंशन विद इन मी क्वाइट ऑफ्टन राइट एंड आई सी इट ऑल अराउंड मी दैट व्हेन वी विश फॉर अ बेटर वर्ल्ड दैट वी सी सो मच ऑफ इनइक्वालिटी वी सो मच ऑफ सफरिंग एंड वी इन आवर जेन्युइन असेसमेंट इन आवर गुड फेथ वी हैव अ विश दैट आई इफ these people were able to change in this way if their behavior could change in this way it would be so much better if people would be more compassionate it would be so much better we'd have a more fulfilling life for themselves and also for others and which is something which you quite embody right like Khushru said that you know just maybe you didn't have anything to do with Khushru but you just you know you offered him to have a laptop which was such a moving thing for him but yet at the same time when he is saying that hey maybe I don't know I'm not sure that I want to continue my NGO work or not so you still you're not coming from a space of righteousness that hey you need to continue doing this is the good thing to do
Rohit, I'll correct that impression sorry so he wanted to continue doing the work whether to form an NGO or not was the question
okay
that's a subtle point but important one
got it so maybe it doesn't apply that much to this context but still how do you do it without having expectations from the other person because then sort of it creates a subtle form of transactive kind of engagement right so do you experience this and you know and especially in a rooted in a context like I am Ahmedabad which is a B school which maybe you know like I graduated from IIM Bangalore and most of you know what you perhaps talk I don't know but in our campus people who would teach about you know courses about behavior personal behavior understanding yourself your values those would be termed as globe courses that this is not the serious stuff this is just the emotional time pass stuff but the real deal is to actually do hardcore business so how do you retain a heart of detachment and no expectations
See, I have had wonderful teachers, and it would be completely inappropriate if I don't remember them today. So, for example, I'll begin with a teacher who still inspires me. He never taught me in a classroom, but he has taught me in my life. Professor Kuldeep Mathur was at that time when I made a transition from bank to the academic career. Which was a hard decision because bank pays so much and academic career paid nothing. I was in IIPA. So once I wrote a paper in which he made so much correction and improvements that I went to him, that is 1980. And I said, I put his name as a co-author and he cut it out. And he said, look, Anil, you have written this paper. It is your paper. You will publish it. I have only given you the feedback. That's my job. Kya dikkat hai isme? सर आपने बोलो नहीं जो कह दिया बस काफी है नाउ व्हेन यू मीट सच टीचर्स अर्ली इन योर लाइफ एट यंगर एज यू रियलाइज दैट इट इज नॉट एनफ टू बी जनरस इट इज नेसेसरी टू प्रैक्टिस दैट वैल्यू सो विद ऑल माय स्टूडेंट्स आई हैव ओनली को-ऑथर्ड विद टू स्टूडेंट्स अनामिका एंड असीम Other than that, I did not write any paper jointly written by the student and my name will be there, my PhD students or otherwise. No. I said, tum log apna kaam karo, publish karo. Mera jo kaam tha, maine kar diya, jo maine likha, jo maine bataya, wo sab theek hai. Ab tum aage badho jindagi mein. So this is unusual. Normally, PhD students ke saath mein faculty publish karti hai. Toh karna bhi chahiye, koi baat nahi. Mujhe kisi se itraaz nahi hai. Maine nahi kiya. Because I always was doing enough of my own writing. I was giving credit to my team. मुझे किसी का credit नहीं चाहिए था ना तो उससे एक अच्छी संस्कृति बनी तो मुझे लगता है कि एक बात तो हमें ध्यान रखनी चाहिए कि जो टीचर्स मिले मेरे को दूसरे टीचर थे मेरे डॉक्टर एस एन कक्कर जो एम एस सी में मेरे गाइड थे मैं उनके पास गया वो माइक्रोबियल जेनेटिक्स के आदमी थे मुझे प्लांट जेनेटिक्स में काम करना है सो आई सेड प्रोफेसर आई वॉन्ट टू वर्क विद यू ही सेड बट आई डोंट नो एनीथिंग अबाउट प्लांट जेनेटिक्स आई वर्क इन माइक्रोबियल जेनेटिक्स ही वाज अ ग्रेट scholar. He was dean at the age of 35. Young, very bright professor. And he said, I said, I don't want to learn from you what to do in research. I want to learn from you how to do good research. And sometime he will look at my test tubes in which they were gels. Bolenge wo paper padha hai. Now I have to read that paper and figure out what is the connection between my results and that paper. He will never answer any question directly. And that was another learning that I got. Ki bhai, aapko padhana nahi hai, aapko dusre ko seekhne ka tarika batana hai. We are not supposed to teach. We are supposed to help students learn how to learn. Seekhte wo apne aap lenge na. Kyun sikhana hai humko?
Anamika, sir, Anamika shared a very beautiful thing. Kabhi kisi kaam ko, while doing something, if you were to give a reference to the paper, you would never give the full name. And she later understood why you were doing that. Okay, Google it, you'll find some other things, you'll read more things, and then come to it. So, isi bahane, aur padhoge. So,
hota randomness jo hai na life mein thodi si honi chahiye bhai. Hum log bahut zyada purposive ho jayenge na agar, to learning impair hoti hai. Thoda sa randomness honi chahiye, thodi cheez unrelated bhi padh leni chahiye kabhi kabhi. थोड़ा सा अनरिलेटेड बात भी कर लेनी चाहिए, अनरिलेटेड लोगों से भी मिल लेना चाहिए. थर्ड प्रोफेसर बिफोर आई फॉरगेट इज डॉक्टर वाई पी सिंह. ही वॉज अ टीचर. हिज हाउस यूज टू बी एन ओपन हाउस व्हेन आई वॉज इन अंडर ग्रेजुएट. वहाँ पे एमएससी स्टूडेंट बैठे हैं, वहाँ पर बीएससी स्टूडेंट भी बैठे हैं, वहाँ पीएचडी स्टूडेंट भी बैठे हैं. एंड दैट डे अगर किसी का आइडिया उनको अच्छा लग गया ना तो बोलेंगे भाई ये बात बहुत बढ़िया कही. अब वी ऑल यूज टू कम्पीट कि आज किसका आइडिया पकड़ेंगे. यू नो दैट वॉज द वे ही विल ब्रिंग आउट द बेस्ट. ही वॉज ऑल्सो इन चार्ज ऑफ द लाइब्रेरी. तो ऐसी ऐसी किताबें थी हमारी लाइब्रेरी में, आवर इनर कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स जेम्स हॉर्ने की थी, मेंटल हाइजीन. तो मैंने बहुत सारी किताबें ऐसी पढ़ डाली. पता नहीं क्यों मेरा दिमाग में कूड़ा था शायद, तो मुझे सफाई करनी थी. तो मैंने उसके लिए बहुत कुछ पढ़ा बिकॉज आई हैड लॉट ऑफ कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स इन माय माइंड. और बहुत दिमाग मेरा बहुत maybe I had some bit of I don't know what kind of pathos it was, what kind of problem it was, but conflicts were something that I have lived with all my life. So main unko samajhna cha raha tha ki kyun mere dimag mein itne dandu aate hain, why there are so many conflicts in my mind. To usme unhone mere ko bahut madad ki thi. So I would say that I'm blessed with the students and colleague now. Anamika Chirit was there. Chetan, such a wonderful young fellow. अभी पूरी शोध यात्रा उसने ऑर्गेनाइज की, कितनी एनर्जी थी. और वो जिद कर रहा था और मैं मना कर रहा था, इसके बावजूद उसने ऑर्गेनाइज की. एंड सच लवली थिंग्स हैपेंड. आई मीन आई वाज सो चार्ज्ड इन दिस शोध यात्रा. इतने सारे अच्छे अच्छे लोगों से मिला, इतने करुणा भरे लोगों से मिला, इतने इनोवेटर लोगों से मिला. तो आई थिंक द टीचर्स आई हैव मेट हैव प्लेड अ रोल. देयर वाज अ टीचर, आई वाज आल्सो मेंशनड वन टीचर, एमसी शर्मा, अंग्रेजी के थे. वो सारी क्लास के बच्चे अपने अपनी कापी लेके आते थे ना, आठवीं नामी की बात है, तो मेरी कापी को काट देते थे ऐसे. He will cut it like this. Because I used to write F like this. F ऐसा बनना चाहिए ना, मैं उल्टा बनाता था. उनको पसंद नहीं था. He will not even read what I have written. And since I used to write with my own mind, मेरी गलतियां होती थी. वो कहते थे मैंने कुंजी बताई है, उसमें से कॉपी करो. I didn't want to copy. So I lost marks in English. I got just 56 marks out of 150. Huh? वो मुझे तरीका बताया था नंबर पाने का. मैंने नंबर तो खोए लेकिन अंग्रेजी को पढ़ना और लिखना सीख गया थोड़ा सा. तो मतलब बहुत कीमत पड़ी, बहुत बड़ी कीमत अदा करनी पड़ी उसकी. बट दीज टीचर्स हैव टॉट मी इन देयर ओन वे. सो आई थिंक वन मस्ट नॉट मिस द फैक्ट कि जो भी कुछ आप कह रहे हो उसका एक रोल उन टीचर्स का भी तो है.
या समवन सेड सर दैट इफ यू सी ब्यूटी इन एनी पर्सन व्हाट यू आर सीइंग इज द लाइट ऑफ देयर टीचर्स. सो
यस यस. Yes.
Thank you for that wonderful teachings in this collective field. And you know, talking about Shodh Yatras, so many right now also our listeners have been saying, like Pragati has left a comment that she had the privilege to be part of Shodh Yatra 2013, and there she got to see your enthusiasm, dedication, and really understand what true leadership means. That it is like so difficult to not learn. To not learn by being in such a space with sir. And so that's a comment by Arun that it's very difficult to not learn. And he says that he has been walking Shodh Yatras with you very regularly. And we have one very special photo which I wanted to show you. This is also from a Shodh Yatra from 2003. Let's see if if your memory even figures out this person, but I'm happy to help. So this Ashwadi Athlete, and he is saying he was there with whole family in 2003. And
oh my God, we had gone in 2003. Or was it in Katima?
This is Uttarachal.
Mein hum log gaye the Rudrapur se aur Katima hote hue, aur Katima mujhe बच्ची मिली थी सोनिया रवि नौजर, वो आठवीं क्लास में थी. मेरे को कई कई बच्चे जो शोध यात्रा में मिले ना, वो अभी भी मेरे साथ हैं. मतलब एक तरीके से मुझे उन बच्चों की नजरों में, आंखों में कुछ स्पार्क नजर आया. आई नॉट एबल टू ये कृष्णन, कृष्णन का बेटा है क्या? लेकिन वो भूल गया मेरे को, पता नहीं क्यों भूल गया. बट आई एम सो हैप्पी. एंड यू नो ही यूज्ड टू वॉक, लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस. और एक जगह पर तो हम लोगों ने उसको उठा लिया था, वांटेड टू क्रॉस दैट लिटिल रिवर. तो वहां पर वो रास्ता बड़ा गीला था और उसको उसको लेके कूदना था वहां से दूसरी जगह पर. सो आई रिमेंबर दैट मोमेंट. एंड वेदर कृष्णन्स वाइफ वाज आल्सो विद अस, आई थिंक शी वाज, आई एम नॉट सो श्योर.
या राधिका वाज देयर. राधिका वाज देयर. सेंट अ मैसेज दैट दे ऑल विश यू अ लॉन्ग एंड हेल्दी लाइफ एंड मे योर एंथुसियाज्म टच.
आई पास दिस एग्जाम. तो बड़ा डर था फेल होने वाला हूं, लेकिन बच गया, नैरोली बच गया. अरे वाह वाह वाह, थैंक गॉड, थैंक गॉड.
एंड मे बी to all our listeners will be like 5-7 minutes over time, but there's just like one or two questions and couple more clips which we really want to play. So I'll play one more on Shodhyatra, and then maybe I'll play one or two from your students and maybe a question in between. So
you are going to surprise me again. Mera sab exam le rahe ho tum log. Until I don't answer your question, you are going to persist. I know that.
So I'll
request mere bahut sawal hai sir, I didn't get time, but
I'll request our tech volunteers to first play a clip from Arjun Bhai. Which just gives a deco.
Arjun Bhai Mohan Bhai
Pandar.
Gaon Kesod, District Junagadh, Gujarat se hoon. मैं जब भी 2003 से प्रोफेसर अनिल गुप्ता सर को मिला, और जब भी मैंने उत्तरांचल की शोध यात्रा की, तभी तो मैं एक सामान्य आदमी था. बाद में जैसे मेरे को उसका जानकारी मिली और जो अपनी शोध यात्रा के बारे में उसका ज्ञान प्राप्त हुआ, और उसने मेरे जीवन में इतना बदलाव लाया दिया कि राष्ट्रपति भवन तक पहुँचा दिया. जब भी गाँव वाले कोई मुझे सुनते नहीं थे, उसने वो मेरे को बहुत पहचान दिला दी, और राष्ट्रपति भवन में मेरे को नेशनल अवार्ड के लिए चुना गया. और मैं, मेरा जो इनोवेशन है स्वर्गारोहण शमशान भट्टी, उसके लिए भी मुझे बहुत हेल्प की, और मैं उसका सदैव आभारी रहूंगा. जय हिंद, जय भारत, भारत माता की जय.
Sir, I want to ask you one question, which is that, you know, such a beautiful part of your work has actually been to, you know, bring that dignity, recognition, and sense of value to all the people, you know, whom our mainstream systems today just ignore very ridiculously, because it's sort of a monoculture mindset where only certain kinds of intelligences get rewarded disproportionately, and so many majority lives on the brink of insignificance and not even being visible. So there is such deep beauty in what you have done in enabling so many people to not like only like earn money through their innovation, but to find dignity and honor. And yet, you know, when I think of that, I also worry about this tension within that, you know, where is the line and balance that on that, is this the only way to go? Like on one end, like there's this benefits of monetization and marketization, but on the other end, there's so many subtle edges and other consequences of this thing of seeing everything as like as a good, as a commodity to be sold in the market, on how it affects one's own intrinsic motivations and sense of joy of doing things as a doing as a reward for itself. Now suddenly you're doing it everything money, and how it also in a way sort of crowds out relationships. Perhaps yesterday I could have just been offering my room space to a friend in need, but today I am going to put it up on Airbnb and sell it. So how is community and also from our lens, from a sort of educated class, privileged caste kind of lens, how much I actually face this question, that how much of my work should be to try to bring these people who are in a more community mindset into the mainstream market dynamics, versus how much of my work is actually for me to get rid of my own conditioning of seeing everything as a market. Like there was this famous quote that today we know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. So how do you, sir, how do you balance this tension? How
see,
do you see
if
this?
If there was no market, we wouldn't be talking today.
True that.
Let us accept it. Let us accept it. The platform we are using, the tools we are using, the mechanisms that are available, market has made it possible. So markets can do something very well. They can't monitor the misery, which I wrote long time ago. They can't monitor the hidden talent sometimes. Sometimes they miss it. So ek dream hai mera, jaise humne gyan banaya tha, kya global gyan bana sakte hain kya? Global Grassroots Innovation Augmentation Network, जैसे Global Innovation Foundation हो या Global Grass, Global ज्ञान एक बनाए हम, so that any talented person anywhere in the world, not just in India, gets the similar support that we have given, try to give to the people in our country. So this is one wish that I want to mention, and there the role will remain for those entrepreneurs who want to sell things that they make, and also those who want to make it open source. I'm eclectic in this regard. We filed more than 1,200 patents through NIF, and we did not enforce a single of patent against fellow farmers, fellow artisans, fellow mechanics. So, matlab, for people-to-people learning, I call it technology commons. For people-to-people learning, these are open source. For people-to-firm, these are through licensing. You see that? A blend between two systems of thinking in a single concept. Yeah. तो मतलब हमें दोनों चाहिए ना, हमें बाजार चाहिए ताकि इफ आई आस्क यू रोहित इन द लास्ट वीक हाउ मच डिड यू बाय फ्रॉम द पीपल और थ्रू द पीपल हु वर्क विद देयर हैंड्स, ठीक है ना, शायद बहुत ज्यादा नहीं खरीदा होगा ना. नॉर्थ ईस्ट में एवरी हाउस ऑलमोस्ट हैज अ लूम, हाउ मेनी ऑफ अस हैज बॉट हैंड लूम फ्रॉम नॉर्थ ईस्ट, ठीक है, नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न स्टेट्स. सो देयर आर ऑब्वियस गैप्स दैट मार्केट कैन नॉट एंड डज नॉट एंड did not bridge. I agree. And there is a role for us to then find pathways by which we bridge the gaps and make it possible for those who deserve our time but cannot desire it. Market can deal with needs that can be afforded at the given price. लेकिन जिनको वो जरूरत है वो उसका पैसा नहीं दे सकते, उनके लिए क्या करेंगे, वही सवाल है तुम्हारा ना. तो उसके लिए हमें ओपन सोर्स कम्युनिटी जो है उनको रोबस्ट बनाना पड़ेगा, डीआईवाई जो डू इट योरसेल्फ जो कल्चर है उसको और रोबस्ट बनाना पड़ेगा. हमारे सारे डेटाबेसेस ओपन है, techpedia.in में 2,00,000 इंजीनियरिंग प्रोजेक्ट्स की जानकारी खुली है, सृष्टि के सारे डेटाबेस खुले हैं, ज्ञान के अंदर जो डेटाबेसेस हैं पॉलिटेक्निक के स्टूडेंट्स के ओपन एक्सेस है, कोई पासवर्ड नहीं चाहिए. तो हमसे लोग पूछते हैं सर आप मोनेटाइज क्यों नहीं करते, मैंने कहा बात तो सही है, करना तो चाहिए, क्योंकि मुझे भी पैसे की जरूरत पड़ती है, लोगों से दान मांगना पड़ता है, कभी कभी किसी से कुछ करना पड़ता है. अब अगर ग्लोबल ज्ञान बनाना है तो पैसे तो चाहिए होंगे उसके लिए, लेकिन मैं कहाँ से लाऊंगा पैसे वो, तो इसलिए मैं जनरोसिटी पर डिपेंड करता हूँ, कहीं से कोई मेरी व्यथा को सुनेगा और इस प्रोग्राम के जरिए निपुण यहाँ से एक चेक लिख के भेज देगा कि भाई चलो मैं ढूंढ लिया किसी के डोनर को. और अब लेकिन ये वो तरीका हो भी सकता है, उसमें कोई बुराई भी नहीं है, मुझे कोई आपत्ति नहीं है किसी व्यक्ति से पैसा लेने में, अगर वो अच्छे काम के लिए दे रहे हैं तो क्यों नहीं लूंगा मैं. लेकिन खाली उसी तरीके से जिंदा रहे वो भी मुश्किल है ना, तो थोड़ा सा ब्लेंड मुझे लगता है कहीं कहीं पर, मैं नहीं कर पाया वो, लेकिन होना चाहिए कि कहीं कहीं पर हाँ आई हैव डन इट माय कंसल्टेंसी, आई हैव चार्ज ह्यूज अमाउंट ऑफ मनी, यू नो मतलब एक घंटे का मैं अगर मल्टीनेशनल कॉर्पोरेशन में लेक्चर देता हूँ तो 5 लाख रुपए ले लेता हूँ, देसी कंपनी है तो 2 लाख रुपया, तो ठीक है उस पैसे को फिर मैं लगा देता हूँ जहां भी मुझे लगाना होता है, मुझे किसी से पूछना नहीं पड़ता ना उसके लिए, मेरे अपने कोलीग से भी नहीं पूछता मैं फिर, मतलब जो ज्ञान और सृष्टि है ना उनकी भी मर्यादाएं हैं, उनकी भी इंस्टीट्यूशनल नॉर्म्स हैं, तो वो मेरे को सवाल पूछते हैं, मैंने कहा ये पैसा तुम्हारे हाथ में नहीं है, ये तो पैसा मेरे जैसे मर्जी आएगी करूंगा खर्च, किसी से पूछूंगा नहीं मैं। सो मेरे को बहुत से मेरे को काम ऐसे करने होते हैं जिसको मेरे कोलीग परमिशन नहीं देते हैं, तो मैं कर लेता हूँ इस पैसे से। What I'm saying is that I need that space where I don't have to be accountable to anybody else except my own conscience. तो वो चाहिए स्पेस, लेकिन यार अगर वो पे नहीं करते तो मैं कैसे करता ये काम?
Yeah.
है ना, कितने सारे बच्चों को आगे बढ़ाना है, किसी को कुछ करना है, किसी को कुछ ना, तो वो सब इसीलिए हो पाता है क्योंकि I keep an account of that kind where I earn and then allocate it. तो मतलब I think we need a blend between market and non-market platforms and institutional processes. We cannot manage with anyone. हम सबसे उम्मीद करेंगे कि वो सिर्फ अपने ज्ञान को बांट देंगे, ऐसा भी नहीं होता यार, लेकिन हाँ अगर वो बाकी कंपनियों के लिए काम कर रहे हैं थोड़ा टाइम हमें दे दें बस। कैन यू रिमेंबर, कैन यू इमेजिन दैट नॉट वन पेटेंट अटॉर्नी चार्ज्ड अस देयर फीस, जब 1200 पेटेंट हमने फाइल किए, 8 ने यूएस में फाइल किए, दे डिड नॉट चार्ज अ पेनी टू मी और टू एनआईएफ और टू सृष्टि और ज्ञान। कैसे हुआ? मतलब कि सोशल और एथिकल कैपिटल को हमने फाइनेंशियल कैपिटल में कन्वर्ट किया ना, बाय फॉरगॉन इन फॉरगॉन पेजिंग, 2.5 लाख 1.5 लाख 2 लाख 2.5 लाख देते थे इंडिया में, 10 लाख देते थे अमेरिका में, हमने एक पैसा नहीं दिया यार उनको, मुश्किल से 15,000 रुपए में खर्चा आया हमारा फीस मिलाकर। सो सिमिलरली साइंटिस्ट, नॉट वन साइंटिस्ट चार्ज फॉर देयर टाइम फॉर वैलिडेशन ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी, नॉट वन साइंटिस्ट इस कंट्री के अंदर, सब ने जो कुछ साइंटिस्ट ने तो कंज्यूमर्स का भी पैसा नहीं लिया, केमिकल्स का भी नहीं लिया, कर दिया काम हमारे लिए, वो नहीं करते तो हम उनको अवार्ड कैसे देते, वैलिडेट करे बिना, वैलिडेशन करना जरूरी था। मतलब मेरा ये है कि वी हैव प्रूव्ड दैट इट इज पॉसिबल टू ब्रिंग नॉन मार्केट इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स टू वर्क फॉर मार्केट। अब इनको जो सपोर्ट किया ना जिन लोगों को, वो मार्केट में जाकर पैसा कमाए, हमें क्या दिक्कत है उससे, लेकिन हम बस उतना ही कहता हूं मैं उनसे कि जब कोई जरूरतमंद आ जाए, किसी की जरूरत हो, थोड़ा बहुत अपने मुनाफे में से, अपने काम में से उनके लिए भी टाइम निकालना। तो धर्मवीर है, वो यमुनानगर में जाके मक्का फेस्टिवल करता है, स्कूलों में जाके आइडिया कमीशन करता है, वो टाइम निकालता है, खूब कमाता है, लेकिन लोगों के साथ भी लगाता है और बहुत मुफ्त में खिला देता है लोगों को खाना। जब जो अपनी मशीन दिखानी होती है तो मशीन के अंदर वो चीजें जो बनाएगा वो फ्री में सबको बांट देगा। तो मतलब दोनों चीजों को ब्लेंड करना है हमें। आई डोंट थिंक रोहित वी कैन लिव बाय ओनली वन, वी नीड बोथ।
या नो, दीज आर ब्यूटीफुल एग्जांपल्स सर व्हिच यू हैव शेयर्ड अबाउट क्रिएटिंग दैट बैलेंस विद दैट फाइन अवेयरनेस। And now I'll invite, there's one very special unique tribute message for you. So I'll invite tech volunteers to play the clip by a guy called Ajay, whom you might recognize.
Are, isne meri nakal utari thi class mein.
Hi sir.
Very nice, very nice.
So ek baar shakal dikhata hu, but honestly, हर दूसरे तीसरे दिन आपकी कहीं कोई ना कोई बात जरूर याद आती है, and you know me as a नौटंकी की बात, so थोड़ा सा तो आज बनता ही है। Like a legion of your students, I've been deeply inspired by you, and my biggest learning to date has been that a person can be so much in love with his work that he's able to derive as much love out of that. So much in love with his work that he's able to derive as much love out of that work. From Shodh Yatra to Cine, learning about different things like creativity, innovation, social entrepreneurship, download upload ratio, each and every conversation with you has given a new perspective on life, on ourselves, on the society. You're one of those rare people who can extract significance and potential from the work of some of the most unknown people living in the remotest of areas. I just adore the compassion that drives you, the glint in your eyes when you explain an idea from the work of some of the most unknown people living in the remotest of areas. I just adore the compassion that drives you, the glint in your eyes when you explain an idea, your relentless efforts towards impacting and improving millions of lives. बस ये दीवानगी ही तो चाहिए सर, ये दीवानगी जो आपको जोड़े रखती है पेड़ पौधों, पशु पक्षी, जन जन से, सृष्टि के कण कण से. काश ये दीवानगी हम सभी में इसी तरह पनपे और खूब पनपे. थैंक यू वेरी मच. मच लव एंड रिस्पेक्ट टू यू सर. हैप्पी टीचर्स डे.
My God, you know what? This boy is one I am very angry with. You know why? He wanted to work in film. I arranged his meeting with Shekhar Kapoor. I called him and I said, I will arrange your meeting with whosoever you want. Main tumhari sabse mulaqat karunga, tum karo. Nahi kiya usne. He's one of those who did not do what he was good at. Mujhe Ajay, agar tum sun rahe ho, to mujhe tumse bahut shikayat hai bhai. जिस दिन तुम वो करोगे जो तुम्हारे दिल में तमन्ना थी, तब मुझे सुकून मिलेगा. एंड यू आर सच ए टैलेंटेड पर्सन. मेरी नकल उतारता था ये क्लास में कभी कभी, और सारी क्लास हंसती थी उसके बाद में. आज भी उसने कोशिश करी, लेकिन जो जब वो जो करता था ना, वो मेरे कुछ सेंटेंस पकड़ लेता था और ऐसा बोलता था कि बस सारी क्लास देखती रह जाती थी. तो ये कैसे तुमने ढूंढा इन सब बच्चों को, मुझे पता नहीं. तुमने बहुत रिसर्च की है भाई. लेकिन अजय को बता देना कि मैंने उसको मिलवाया था शेखर से भी, जब उसकी क्लास थी तो उसमें बुलाया था, और उसको जो कहेगा मैं उससे मिलवा दूंगा. राजू हिरानी से भी मिलवाऊंगा उसको, मैंने कहा था. आनंद से भी मिलवाऊंगा जिसने वो शिप ऑफ थीसिस बनाई थी. लेकिन ये करे तो तैयार तो हो, ये प्लंज लेने को तैयार नहीं है. अपनी दिल की तमन्ना को पूरा करने के लिए अभी तैयार नहीं हुआ, लेकिन एक दिन होगा, मुझे विश्वास है एक दिन होगा. अजय तुमसे
आप इन्फेक्ट करते रहिए ऐसे, तो कब वो इन्फेक्शन वायरल लोड इतना हो जाएगा कि करना ही पड़ेगा.
करना पड़ेगा. He has to fulfill it. Yes. But how nice, what a great tribute. I mean, तुम लोगों ने कैसे मेहनत की, कहां-कहां से ढूंढा है. मेरे दिल को तुमने बहुत छुआ आज यार, कमाल कर दिया. I mean, I'm so overwhelmed. What a day.
It was, I think there's just this, it said that when the cup of gratitude overflows, the moment there is a opportunity, I think it starts expressing itself. So I would just like to thank so many people who have expressed their gratitude to you, which we could not show on the call, but maybe we'll find some other way to see after
the call.
Now
I know why Anamika was asking about this boy. I didn't know why she was asking. मुझे पता चला. ये सब conspiracy होती है. मेरे पड़ोस में रहती है, मुझे बताया नहीं उसने एक बात कि क्या हो रहा है. So anyway, that I understand. But you have worked hard, very hard. How did you locate these people? I don't know, but amazing. Krishnan ke bete ko bhi tum le aaye yaar. Krishnan, Radhika, tumhari painting mere ko abhi yaad aati hai. Bhai, tumne bheji nahi mere ko. Tumne kaha tha, vaada kiya tha ki painting doge mere ko. Radhika, mere ko painting zarur bhej dena. So, she's a great artist. And she promised me. Toh kuch degi. Main karza, main baniya hoon na, main karza nahi bolta hoon. इसलिए मैं अपनी चीजें जरूर याद रखता हूँ. और बताओ भाई. नहीं.
So we'll just close with one final quick poem by sir, and then we'll have a minute of silence in gratitude for all the conditions which allow us to come together in this way, and that I think create some new pathways for us to lead with compassion and with patience, like this poem says. So it's titled Loops of Love. It is not easy to sort out the tangled web of wool worn around your... Oh, sir, can you share... Can you share a poem? Like, can you... This poem or any other poem with us if you would like to...
Let me read this. Loops of Love. It is not easy to sort out the tangled web of wool worn around your knitting needles. Call them loops of love. Don't be impatient. Don't rush. Lest these become knots. So, un ulaj jati kai bar. Slowly untangle. Slowly breathe. Slowly. Very slowly. Thank you. This is you have such a good sense of poetry. Amazing. And I now I can mention, but I have never told this publicly. anilji.in पे मेरी बहुत सारी हजारों पोएम्स हैं, मैंने आज तक नहीं बताया था इसको, लेकिन इसने अब सब जाहिर कर दिया, तो मैं क्या करूं, मैंने पता नहीं हाउ डिड यू डिस्कवर दैट, आई नेवर शेयर दैट बिकॉज दैट्स समथिंग आई राइट फॉर माई सेल्फ मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम, मैं औरों के लिए नहीं लिखता हूं, लेकिन वो पता लग गया आज सबको, कोई बात
तो कैसे ढूंढा वो तो राज रहेगा, बट आज अच्छा हुआ एक राज खुल गया आपकी पोएट्री के कहां पे मिलेगी हमें
नहीं नहीं सही बात है, सही बात है, सही बात है, माय सन मेड दिस प्लेटफॉर्म फॉर मी, अल्पास ने बनाया था ये, और प्रयास हैज गिवन मी इंस्पिरेशन मेनी टाइम्स फॉर द थिंग बिकॉज़ ही इज सो डिफरेंट फ्रॉम एवरीबॉडी एल्स.
Thank you so much, everyone. We'll just take a minute of silence and gratitude, and then we'll close the call, and we'll have plenty of ways to continue the engagement through other channels post the call.
Thank you for listening to a recording of Awaken Calls. To access archives, visit us at www.awaken.org. And to get more involved, volunteer at www.servicespace.org.